Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. I'm here with Donnie Wiltshire, who is a former Division I basketball player and a much-loved coach in Portland, Oregon. He's also program coordinator for Showtime Athletics. I'm also here with my brother, a leading mental game coach, Patrick Cohn. Hi, Donnie. Hi, Packy.
Hi, Lisa.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about confidence killers in kids, and I was hoping that Donnie would begin by talking a little bit about what he sees as some things that hurt kids' confidence.
Well, from my history with kids and coaching kids and even playing from youth sports all the way throughout college, there are a bunch of confidence killers. I mean, there's a lot that you can't even label or name, but the fear of failure is one that we're going to kind of focus on today. And that's one that, I mean, where honestly, you have parents as a factor. You have, I mean, a bunch of different things. But the fear of failure is really one of the biggest things that I see sets a lot of kids back.
Now, can you talk about what that looks like in a kid?
Well, for instance, I can probably do a better job of giving examples. I've had kids, which I'm actually one of which you know, that I've had since maybe 7th or 8th grade, and you see the kids progress, and they progress in drills, and they progress individually, and they progress, and we're doing a whole bunch of different things, but the fear of failure doesn't allow them to transfer those over to actual game situations. So those are what you end up calling practice players, those kids that have the confidence and they improve their skills, and they become really good players in practice, but they fail to turn it over and transfer that over to a game situation because they fear that they won't, in a game where there's the pressure, there's the referees, there's the crowd, there's the parents looking, the coaches, everybody judging them, they're scared that they won't do well then. So they end up, all of those things that they learn and you know they're able to do, they don't end up showing those on the big stage.
Right. That's a good description. So, Patrick, what do you do?
Well, my perspective is to find out, when you're talking about fear of failure, I like to try to get at that underlying fear. What, you know, Donnie had mentioned some of those fears. I use a process called chaining it out, which gets a little technical, but the bottom line is kid has fear of failure, number one, because they want to win so badly that, ironically, they're afraid to lose and they're afraid to make mistakes. But you have to go beyond the idea of they're afraid to lose and they're afraid to make mistakes and ask the question, why are they afraid to lose and why are they afraid to make mistakes? For example, Donnie mentioned, well, there's a fear of maybe disappointing a parent. So ultimately the fear is I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to lose the game because of I'm scared that, you know, what my parents are going to think or what the coach is going to think. Is the coach going to pull me out of the game? Am I going to lose my starting position? Are my teammates going to like me, you know, if I drop the ball or give away the ball with 2 minutes to go? Are my teammates going to like me? So you have to, from my perspective, you have to dig a little bit deeper and find out where is that fear of failure originating from. And then from that perspective, once you know where it's originating from, then you can deal with it and discuss it with your child, you know, honestly and openly.
Now, I want to get back to Donnie for a second. Donnie, what do you do as a coach?
Well, you know, with trying to overcome that fear, there's a certain amount of risk that some kids are willing to take and some aren't. And that's really where the obstacle is right there, and that's where it's kind of hard. With some kids, it's easy to relay that message across. Which, for instance, with some kids, I'll have a kid who is a great shooter, but he's afraid to miss a shot. Well, you know, how I would approach it, I would say, hey, you know, we work out 5 days a week. You've been playing since you were 6 years old. How many shots have you missed? Have you ever missed a shot before? Well, yeah, we have. I mean, yeah, I have. And that's usually the response. So there shouldn't be a fear because you've done it before. You failed before in that regard. You've missed shots before. You've gotten the ball stolen from you. So it's a matter of going out there and not being afraid for it to happen again. It's not that traumatizing. Nobody will kill you. It's just a mistake, you know. And then once some kids can get beyond that and others just still, it's really hard to break them out of that shell because that's just, I mean, I don't know if, you know, you have a bunch of different stressors that, you know, put that weight on their shoulders and, you know, disallow them to just let go. But, you know, some kids are able to say, you know what, you're right, I don't care, and they'll go for it. So somewhere in between that fine line, there has to be a way, you know, for you to relay that across to kids, and maybe there's something we could pinpoint in the future. That's why it's actually an issue right now. And if we can possibly find a way to do that, then it would be a lot easier for a lot of kids in youth sports.
And I have to say that I've seen Donnie in action as a coach, and one of the things he does very well is he manages to put the pressure on for them to do well while keeping it light. You do that really well. He keeps it fun, and he keeps the kids laughing, and he still tells them that he expects them to do their best, but not to do better than they can possibly do. And that seems like good psychology to me. What would you say, Patrick?
Absolutely. I think one thing you can do also, Donnie, is the kids with the fear of failure are really focused on what I call avoidance behavior, defensive behavior, tentative behavior. I think what you really need to get into their minds is, what is it that you're trying to do? What is the goal? What's the positive goal? I call it striving for success instead of striving to avoid failure, because, like I said, kids with fear of failure are trying to avoid the failure rather than striving for success. So anytime you can put a positive thought in their mind, for example, try to get them to replace the thought, if I miss the shot, I'm going to lose my starting role, or coach is going to ride my tail. Try to get them to replace that thought with what they need to do to execute well, to execute the shot well, such as, I need to see a good shot. I need to see a good shot in my mind, and I need to be confident in my approach to the shot.
That's a very good tip, and I know that in our program we're going to continue to provide tips like that. And I want to thank both Donnie and Patrick for being with me here today, and I want to remind all our listeners to come and download our free ebook, which includes tips for improving confidence in kids, and you can find it at youthsportspsychology.com. Thanks a lot, Donnie. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
All right, thank you.